The Assembly will hear an address by His Excellency Juan Manuel Santos Calderon, President of the Republic of Colombia. I request protocol to escort His Excellency. On behalf of the General Assembly, I have the honor to welcome to the United Nations His Excellency Juan Manuel Santos Calderon, President of the Republic of Colombia, and to invite him to address the Assembly.
Señor Presidente de la...
Mr. President of the General Assembly, heads of state and government, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. This is the eighth and the last time that I address this assembly as President of Colombia. Many things have happened since that day on the 24th of September 2010 when I first spoke here. Colombia has changed for the better, and the world has seen a progress and reverses. We have all been witnesses, victims, or protagonists of these. And look at the irony. I gave my first televised address to the Colombians as their president from New York in September 2010, a day before I addressed this assembly. And why did I speak? I announced to Colombia and to the international community that our armed forces had killed the military leader of the FARC guerrilla. Today, 7 years on, I am very happy indeed at the fact that the news I bring from Colombia does not deal with death, but with life. Today, I stand before you to tell you that the peace process with the FARC led not solely to an agreement, but to something greater, more important, the saving of thousands and thousands of human lives. So the news I bring today is not one of death, it is life. And we wish to broadcast this to the entire world. If in Colombia we can put an end to an armed conflict that left us with hundreds of thousands of people killed and millions of victims and displaced persons, there is hope when it comes to the conflicts that still rage in the world. It was not easy to put an end to a war, overcome hope, hatred, allay fears. This means a complex process of dialogue and of concession. However, we got there because we had the will so to do, and because we are aware of a fundamental premise. Peace is a necessary condition for progress and happiness in any society. Today, I wish to pay tribute to and to thank the United Nations because it has faithfully carried out the mission entrusted to it, vis to wit, to eradicate the scourge of war. On behalf of about 50 million Colombian citizens, I wish to say to the Secretary General, to the Security Council, to this Assembly, thank you. A special mission established by the Security Council is charged with verification and monitoring the disarmament process of FARC and compliance of the ceasefire and cessation of hostilities between this group and the Colombian government. Today, we can say with great satisfaction that this task has been accomplished. The ceasefire and cessation of hostilities has been observed, and the FARC handed over to the United Nations more than 9,000 weapons which were hidden in caches and which are being destroyed. Today, the members of this former guerrilla group, without prejudice to their accountability the law and to victims, have become a political movement to defend their ideas and their proposals in democratic fora. This is what a peace process is about. It means replacing violence by debate, exchanging bullets for voting slips. That never again will weapons be used as a means of exerting political pressure. Now, we are facing the challenge of implementing the agreement and ensuring the rights of the victims, the rights to truth, justice, reparation, and no repetition. And here we rely once again on the friendly help of the United Nations. In a few days' time, a second mission to our country will start operations. Last week it was authorized by the Security Council, and it will aid with the reintegration of guerrilla fighters into civilian life. It will help us to verify the security of former combatants and communities who have suffered the scourges of armed conflict. And something more important, the United Nations will also verify compliance with the ceasefire and the temporary cessation of hostilities, which will start on the 1st of October next with the ELN, the other guerrilla group with which we are negotiating in order to achieve complete peace. Building peace is a lengthy process. It has political, economic, and social dimensions. It is a process where, fortunately, we can already point to positive results. We have innovative programs for education, health, housing, infrastructure, and we are thereby beginning to mend the deep tears in our social fabric. ECLAC has underscored the progress made by Colombia in reducing poverty and extreme poverty. In 7 years, more than 5 million Colombians were taken out of poverty, in other words, more than a tenth of our population. We have made health a fundamental right, and for 4 years now, education has been the leading item in our budget, receiving more allocations than those going to security and defense. International organizations have also underscored how solid our economic and social indicators are amidst the fluctuations of the global economy. What a special time for Colombia, and what a special time for the United Nations, successfully fulfilling its main goal in our country. Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, the era of hope that we are experiencing in Colombia does not make us blind to the parlous situations for peace and democracy, which we see with concern in other parts of the world. We deplore and we forcefully condemn the launching of ballistic missiles and nuclear tests carried out by the DPRK, threatening global peace and security. We are extremely concerned at the precarious situation of our sister and neighbor, Republic of Venezuela, with which we share a long border, a common history, and human ties. These cannot leave us indifferent to its fate. Venezuela pains us. We are pained at the gradual dismantling of its democracy. We are pained at the persecution of political opposition and the systematic violation of the rights of the Venezuelan people. Today, I called once again on the Secretary General and the whole of the international community to lend support to the people of Venezuela in the search for a peaceful solution that will return them to the path of progress, democracy, and freedom. We are also pained and we condemn the terrorist attacks carried out by fanatics and extremists, sowing fear and sorrow. And here, I wish to speak in a twofold status. As the president of the only country today where instead of weapons being increased, today they are melted down and made into monuments to Concord, and also as the most recent holder of the Nobel Peace Prize. Above and beyond differences of race, religion, ways of thinking, we human beings are really one. What affects one of us affects all of us. We have to understand that beyond divisions, beyond borders, our people is called the world, and our race is called mankind. We have to understand this truth so that we can respect one another and respect life. Terrorism has to be fought with all military and political cooperation, international intelligence and cooperation. We have to fight it firmly, but we must also eradicate its roots, the roots which are fear, exclusion and hate. This by means of the positive forces of love, compassion and respect for diversity. In Colombia, we are showing that this is possible. We can put war behind us. Former enemies can talk one to another and work together for a higher cause. If we are achieving this in Colombia, it can be achieved throughout the world. I cannot conclude without turning to an issue on which I have spoken previously from this dais, the world global problem of drugs. I have said on many occasions that the war on drugs has not been won, and neither is it being won, that we need new approaches, new strategies. In the special session of the General Assembly on drugs, which was called last year at the initiative of Colombia, progress was made. For example, the call upon states to protect protect human rights in their policies on drugs. However, much still remains to be done. We have to arrive at a consensus on main issues, such as not criminalizing drug addicts. We must see the consumption, the use of drugs, as a matter for public health and not of criminal policy. The war on drugs has taken too many lives. In Colombia, we have paid a very high price, perhaps higher than that paid by any nation. And what we are seeing now is that the cure on many occasions has been worse than the disease. Let us seriously and stringently follow up the regulatory experiments which have been established throughout the world. Let us learn from their successes and from the difficulties that they've encountered. It is time to accept with realism the fact that while there is consumption, there will be supply, and that consumption is not going to end. It's not a question of simplistically indicating who is to blame. We are all to blame if we consider shared and joint responsibility, the principle that we shouldered several decades ago. Those who say that this is a problem for the producer countries are wrong. The time has come to talk of a responsible regulation by states of of suffocating mafias and dealing with the consumption with more resources for prevention, looking at healthcare and damage to the social fabric. Colombia is resolutely continuing to fight this scourge. This has been a problem of national security and continues to be one. Peace has, for the first time, enabled us to start a voluntary replacement of coca cultivation. This process, accompanied with eradication and seizures of crops, has reached hitherto unprecedented levels, and we are going to achieve even better results in the long term. But in order to win, to make progress here, we need to have an open mind. We need to be more intelligent, more innovative. And we can say the same thing of climate change. Colombia is the country which, given its size, has the greatest degree of biodiversity in the world. It's also one of the most vulnerable to climate change, and this is why we have played a proactive part here. In the Rio Plus 20 conference, we proposed the adoption of the Sustainable Development Goals, approved by this assembly in 2015. And today, we are pleased to see that these goals are the backbone of the 2030 agenda driven by the United Nations. We also enthusiastically supported the Paris Agreement. The targets here are a national commitment for us, and this should be the case for everybody if we wish to preserve our common home, the Earth. Mankind cannot close its eyes to the most urgent challenge of our times. Friends of the international community, this is my last address to this assembly. And as I speak to you, I wish humbly and gratefully to offer to the world the example and the model of peace which we are beginning to build in Colombia. And I wish once again to say to you how grateful we are for your generous support. With the strength of love, we can overcome fear. With the strength of life, we can overcome the tyranny of violence and death. With the strength of unity, we can make this world a decent world in which to live. Thank you, all of you. Thank you very much indeed.
On behalf of the General Assembly, I wish to thank the President of the Republic of Colombia for the statement just made. May I request representatives to remain seated while we greet the head of state.